Brownsville proactively managing recent migrant influx. Texas border business. Brownsville, Texas. The city of Brownsville announced that it is prepared and organized to handle the recent influx of migrants passing through the city and maintaining the community safe. In recent days, the city has enacted enhanced and comprehensive measures to ensure that the migrant influx is managed effectively and humanely. Most recently on May 4, the Brownsville City Commission approved to extend a declaration of local disaster, initially executed on April 27, in response to the migrant influx occurring south of Brownsville. As part of its proactive and strategic response, the city called for collaboration. Local, county, state and federal government support. City leaders sent letters to state representatives, Governor Greg Abbott, and federal government agencies for support with truck traffic inspections that have led to impact the local economy, supply chain, and need for additional emergency health services. On May 11, at 11:40 a.m., the Cameron County Office of Emergency Management advised that Judge Eddie Trevino Jr. signed a disaster declaration for Cameron County due to the imminent threat of the current border security disaster. This is in preparation for any city within Cameron County that may need support, as stated in the communication. In preparation for the migrant influx, the city has proactively put in place a highly coordinated effort in partnership with multiple organizations to ensure the city continues to operate smoothly and that the needs of the community and migrants are met. The city ramped up its efforts, which included enhancing its public safety and health infrastructure, increasing personnel in key areas, and implementing detailed contingency plans. The city has partnered with local hospitals, non-governmental organizations, NGOs. The Brownsville Independent School District, BISD, and local, county, state, and federal agencies to increase public safety and support resources. During a recent visit to Brownsville, Gloria I. Chavez, U.S. Border Patrol Chief Patrol Agent for the Rio Grande Valley Sector, praised the city for its handling of the migrant influx, including the efficient transfer of migrants arriving through Camp Monument. Brownsville's proactive and responsive approach is designed to maintain the safety and well-being of both the local community and the migrants crossing the points of entry and the border. Additional efforts now in place to address the migrant influx include temporary migrant transfer areas. The city is supporting the United States Border Patrol need to transport of migrants who arrive at Camp Monument, a temporary migrant transfer area, with their efficient and safe local transportation to reunite with family and or sponsor. In addition, the city established a second temporary transfer area at the B Metro La Plaza parking garage, located at 1400 E Adams Street in downtown Brownsville, near the gateway port of entry, thereby supporting the efficient transportation of migrants in coordination with federal and state agencies, including privately owned transportation companies operating out of B Metro Transit. The city, while collaborating with commercial transportation services, is coordinating with private bus and airline operators to request increases to their frequency of services to expedite the transfer migrants. The city is creating an online dashboard, which will be placed on its website to track the number of migrant crossings at the city's three points of entry. Gateway Port of Entry. 240 migrants signed up for processing by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, where processing began on 5/11. Camp Monument. 406 migrants have been processed as of 1 p.m., 05/11. The city of Brownsville had not received any numbers pertaining to points of entry at Veterans International Bridge and B&M International Bridge at the time of this writing. Education. The city created and strategically installed signage that have maps and other helpful information to keep migrants moving along in their journey to reunite with their family and or sponsors. Education boards have been translated from English into four languages, including Spanish, Russian, Haitian Creole, and Chinese. Sister City Communication. The city sent communication, and maintains open lines of communication, with the neighboring city of Matamoros. The communication advised of plans to address the migrant influx. Humanitarian approach. The city invited local non-governmental organizations, NGO, to support its efforts in managing the migrant influx. These NGOs include, and are not limited to, Good Neighbor Settlement House, Catholic Charities, Iglesia Bautista West Brownsville, Team Brownsville, Ozanam Center. The organizations are providing food, water, toiletries, and other basic needs to migrants. Those interested in helping NGOs may contact Good Neighbor Settlement House 956-542-2368 Iglesia Bautista West Brownsville 925 W. Street, Charles Street, Brownsville, TX 956-546-3607 Ozanam Center, Brownsville 956-831-6331. The City of Brownsville's staff, resources, public safety departments and healthcare providers are all working collaboratively to manage the situation effectively. The City of Brownsville is committed to ensuring that all people, regardless of their origin or circumstances, are treated with dignity and respect. The City's preparedness reflects its dedication to upholding these principles, all while ensuring the security and smooth functioning of our community. The City reassures residents and the surrounding communities that Brownsville is well prepared, safe, and remains committed to serving this community first, one city strong. For more information, please contact the City of Brownsville's Department of Communications and Marketing at 956-556-1811.